Political polling has been a commonplace practice for years, initially only with individual candidate camps. Today, public polling on political races through phone calls is also very common. But challenges come with the diminishing number of landline phones and unanswered cell phone calls. A Herald Leader report this week regarding the 6th congressional district race between Andy Barr and Amy McGrath noted a 1.7% response rate. University of Kentucky political scientist Tiffany Barnes says it still can be reflective of what voters are thinking.
It's not the case that the 1.7% of people who responded to their polls were more educated than everyone else. It's not the case that they happened to all be women or that they didn't reflect the demographics of society.
Even with the challenges, Barnes doesn't envision any major move away from phone polling. She doesn't see a move to, say, email polling.
I think that email polls would overrepresent people who have desk jobs, people who work at a computer for a living, right? But people who don't sit in front of a computer all day, people who maybe are involved in manual labor or in the service industry, are far less likely to be responsive to emails.
Tiffany Barnes says a larger sample group could help enlist a larger number of responses. The political science professor says face-to-face polling is considered cost prohibitive. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.